This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul. This discussion is related to Islamic lifestyle and is based on the Quran and Islamic narrations. The topic of today's discussion is that how much we should donate. We know that generosity and donations is highly recommended in Islam. There are plenty of verses and many narrations that persuade people to take the hands of the needy people. Before getting to the core of my discussion, let me add that the human life is formed in such a way that all members of the society need the help of each other. No one alone and by himself can acquire all the needs of his life. This widespread and mutual assistance among people are sometimes done without receiving money or wages, and sometimes are with receiving fees and wages. For instance, when I go to see a doctor, this is the doctor who is going to help me and tries to cure my patients, but I pay for the visit. Or when I buy a piece of bread or cheese or buy something I need, the seller in the bakery or in the grocery store, he is going to help me, but through a transaction I should make a payment. This is a kind of helping each other, but is done through a payment. But sometimes there is another sort of assistance that we call it donation, financial aid, monthly or annual contribution and the like. Since such people do not receive services or wages in return of their help, you are actually making a deal with God. And how beautiful it is that man transacts with God. Man gives money to poor, but for the sake of God, and receives a blessing from him which is so significant that is not at all comparable to any worldly materials. Those blessings that God gives to the donators is much higher than ordinary people can do. But however, since some people wants to gain more divine reward, they show tendency to donate more and more, and they go beyond the limit. So the question here is this: how much we should spend in donation? Here, let me put the obligatory donation aside, since its amount and even its time is made clear in Islamic rulings. But with regard to recommendatory donation, there is a criterion that says one should spend only in a moderate way. It means that one should not think that since financial assistance is important, he can deprive himself and his family from a number of necessary facilities and instead pay attention more to the poor. No, it is not correct. On the other hand, one should not also think that there are many people who can give donation, and if they donate, a great load of money would be accumulated, and then why only I should spend? These people with this thinking justify themselves to the lowest possible amount of donating. Both of these two views are incorrect. In Islam, observing moderation is the basic rule in doing all the things, not only in financial aid, but in every other things like doing exercise, having fun, working, studying, sleep, and even in doing the acts of worship. One should not, for example, recite the Quran from sunrise to sunset and always pray and pray. This yardstick, I mean observing moderation, is the basic rule in anything we do in our life. and more specifically in donation. Let's go for a short break. I am Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkul, and be with me to explain this point more.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
I was talking about donation, describing this point that the amount of donation should be moderated. One should not go to the both extreme. I mean, we neither should spend less than what we can afford, nor to spend more than what is logical and normal. Something in between should be observed. Imam Ali, whose sayings covers many issues related to Islamic lifestyle, here says, "Kun samahan wa la takun mubazzara." Be generous, but don't be extravagant. وَكُنْ مُقَدِّرًا وَلَا تَكُنْ مُقَدِّرًا. And be thrifty and spend with calculation, but not miserly, not stingy. This is what Allah says in the Quran. He says in chapter Furqan, verse 67, when Allah describes the traits of Ibadur Rahman, those who are the true worshippers of the merciful Allah, he says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُلُوا. They are those when they spend in Allah's way, they are neither extravagant nor stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. But they are moderate between the two extremes. The reason behind not to be stingy is clear. Since stingy man usually does not show desire to help, he is more prone to save his wealth for himself. Usually those who are tight and miserly are too much attached to their properties, too much dependent to their wealth. And this negative attitude brings about many spiritual problems. Since more than what man needs of wealth for his normal life, and of course some savings to use for the day when he runs into trouble, more than that could be of no benefit for him. We know that people need money for their physical need, but as much as they pay attention to their physical need, they have to pay attention to their spiritual need as well, to the divine benefit. On the other hand, being too much generous will deprive man from meeting his necessary needs. Spending too much, even in donation and even for the sake of Allah, may make the man to encounter financial deficiency, and it would make him dependent to the help of others in other day. And we know to be dependent to the help of others is against people's fame and respect. Why should a wise man spend so much that makes himself needs for the help of others? Isn't it better to plan for the beginning in such a way that both his financial needs are met and he can be able to help others? As I said at the beginning, observing moderation is a key point in the worldly and spiritual acts. Let me here point to another related fact in Islamic lifestyle. In some of the verses in Islamic narrations, we are persuaded to prefer others to ourselves. And this is called ithar in Arabic terminology. Then a question arises that how these two recommendations fit together. I mean, if we are recommended to give others preference over ourselves, then why we are again recommended not to spend too much for them? The answer is this. To prefer the needy is limited to the cases that it does not bring about a great disturbance in one's life. If you spend in an uncalculated way, it will create a great distress and discomfort, and our life system would be thrown into disorder. Ithal is something that is done with calculation. For example, you see that you need something, and also you see your religious brother and sisters also needs the same. Here you can neglect your need and pay more attention to the need of him or her. But all these cases should be done in normal and logical way. Even ithar and the preference we give to others, if it goes beyond the limit, it is again not approved in Islamic sources. The moderation that I mentioned already should be observed here as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.